Jesus had something to say about loving him. John 14:15, Jesus says, if you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Just a reminder that these Sunday evening sermons are really misnamed. It's really not a sermon. They're barely even devotionals. They're intended to pick up on something from the morning sermon or something else that the preacher considers important and provide some thoughts and specific points of application. And that song is a very good lead-in to what I want to share tonight. In Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, we read this. Blessed the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. The commands of God. The word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Why would someone meditate on something, anything, day and night? Really? Why would you meditate on something all the time, day and night? I can think of at least three reasons. One, the first reason would be worry. You're worried about that thing that you're pondering on, meditating on. You know, meditate means to think about, to ponder, to consider, to give mental attention to. And so if you're worried about something, you'll be meditating on it. You'll be thinking about it probably day and night, right? Many years ago, I got a notice from the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, all right? I thought I might be in trouble. You know what I meditated on day and night? That notice from the IRS. Thankfully, it was nothing. But for a while, it consumed my thoughts. So sometimes we meditate on something day and night when we're worried about it. We're concerned about it. Sometimes we meditate on something day and night because we have to. We have something that we've got to know. And there's going to be a consequence if we don't know it. Not a good consequence. For example, in school, there are tests. And if you're like me, you don't always discipline yourself to prepare well ahead of time. Well in advance. I remember more than a few all-nighters when I was in school, cramming, trying to learn something because there was going to be a test. And I didn't want to fail the test. So sometimes, you know, we meditate on something day and night because we have to. Maybe it's preparing for a job interview or something. Maybe it's trying to learn a language because you're going to go on a mission trip and you want to be able to at least converse somewhat with the people there. But you want to know something. You need to learn something, and you need to do it by a certain time. That there is a matter of time. So that would be another reason that we might meditate on something day and night. But then I can think of a third reason, and that's when you delight in that thing. You greatly esteem that thing. You value what it is you're meditating on day and night. Those of you who are married can remember what it was like. Hopefully it's still that way. But there is the reality that after we get married and go on in life, the way we meditate on our spouse is different. But we remember those times when that's all we could think about was the person that we were engrossed with. I mean, day and night, that's what you thought about. And it was good. You delighted in that person. Hopefully you still do. But perhaps maybe you don't meditate day and night. because life happens. But you know, I think about that. I think about that in connection with the Word of God. Blessed the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Why does he find it to be a delight? What is there in Scripture that is delightful? Is there anything of value in the Word of God? Well, the psalmist seemed to think so. David in Psalm 19 wrote this: "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." So the psalmist said, the righteous man, the man is blessed who delights in the law of the Lord day and night. And why would he? Because it's more to be desired than gold. In keeping them, there is great reward. We live in a time in which we have no excuse not to be engaged in God's Word regularly. Now, I don't mean 24 hours a day, all right? You have jobs, you have school, you have family, you have other things, obviously, to do. But there, we really live in the greatest time in world history in terms of having access to the Word of God. To being able to truly delight in God's Word and meditate on it. To just begin the initial thing of taking it in, hearing it, reading it. So I just want to, and really, I'm done 2 minutes, all right, or almost. Let me just remind us of the things that God, in His providence, has provided for us. The first is simply many English Bible translations. Many. In the last 30 years, there has been an explosion in Bible translations. Now, there is a downside to that. And it is simply this: which one do you memorize from? Really, it has had somewhat of a negative effect on Scripture memory. That's why in our Bible drill, we have stayed with the King James Version. Not because we think it fell from heaven. Not because we think it is infallible. I mean, in terms of the only true English translation, but simply for continuity's sake. But I was just looking in my office on my shelf where I have my Bible translations. I have 14 different English translations of the Bible. And some of those I have multiple copies of. Right? 14 different English translations of God's Word. So if you have trouble with one, you can get another one. So there is just a multiplicity of English translations that God has in His providence provided for us. Now, I will add this. They are not all good. Okay? So be discerning. They are not all good. Many, I would say most, are. But anything that, any translation or paraphrase that attempts to be what today is called gender neutral, stay away from. All right? Anything that blurs the distinctions between male and female, just go on to something else. But many of them, most of them, are very good. And not only, when we talk about God's Word, not only are there print versions like this, and the ones that many of you are carrying, but perhaps some of you have a digital reader, an e-reader. Something like this. This is a Kindle. It's not mine. But it's amazing. It will hold hundreds and hundreds of books. You can have all the Bible translations you want on here. And you can carry this thing anywhere. I mean, this compared to this is pretty good, you know. But not only that, this is one translation. You can have, well, not hundreds, but you can have dozens of translations on this. So if you're in the market for something like that, there's lots that you can do with it. Of course, most of you have a computer. It may not be a laptop. You may have a laptop. But there is almost a limitless supply of access to Scripture, both for reading and for listening on the internet. A couple of very good, and I've mentioned them before, very good resources, websites. One is BibleGateway.com. All right, you can find all kinds of just about any translation you want, English or other languages, and you can also listen to the Bible on BibleGateway.com. The same thing with Bible.is. Bible.is. That is another website that I can recommend. So if you have a computer, you have access to all kinds of resources. However, you can't always have a computer with you, and you may not be in the mood to read. This is the Bible on CD. All right? Now, it's not all of it. I didn't bring the whole. I have a box of CDs. There are 64 in this particular set. You could probably get something less. But if you have a CD player in your car, you can listen while you're driving to the Bible. You can listen at home if you have a CD player at home. And I know for some of you, CD's a bit old. It's a bit ancient, right? Okay. So maybe you have a smartphone, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, an Android, you know, one of those. This is a smartphone. And again, do you know how much capacity there is on one of these things? You can have just about every translation there is, both to read and to listen to. And you can have this just about anywhere. And if this is too big for you, see if I can find. This is 1 inch by 1 inch by 1/4 inch. This is an iPod Shuffle, all right? 2 gigabytes, it may not mean anything to many of you, but you can listen to the Bible on here or other things. You can listen to sermons, all kinds of things. And this is just one of many kinds of what's called MP3 players, all right? And there's no lack of them. I point this one out just because of its size. You can have this anywhere. And then there's just, you know, really old technology like the radio and those kinds of things. And my point is, all of these devices, all of these technologies, whether we're talking about print or digital e-readers or audio devices, they can all be used for evil. And I don't just mean real evil wickedness. I mean, we know about that. I'm talking about the evil of wasting time. Or they can be used for good. They can be used to give us access to God's Word day and night. So, What have I left out? What have I left out? Television? Yeah, that's really an old technology now. I didn't mention television, especially because I find very little to recommend, even among religious programming on TV. There are some. Certainly you could use it as a video player. What have I left out? I'll tell you what I've left out. Motivation. The desire. Technology will not give you the want to. It will not give you delight in God's Word. But perhaps if you take advantage of technology and get into God's Word, the delight, I believe, will come.